Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. It's a Tuesday, July the 3rd, 2018. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. And once again, good evening, Zimbabwe. And tonight, we are talking political violence and intimidation, which unfortunately are on the increase across the Zimbabwe as we gear up for the July 30 elections. Let's get connected on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live and direct, and the number is 001-202-619-2077. We are streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. We are also streaming live on our three websites, that's voandebele.com, voashona.com, as well as on voazimbabwe.com. Political tensions are rising across the country, with opposition political parties and civil society organizations alleging ZANU-PF supporters are unleashing violence and intimidation on ordinary people and opposition supporters. Obviously, ZANU-PF is denying the allegations, but evidence is mounting. And tonight, we want to hear from you. Wherever you are, what are your experiences? Are you facing any violence? Are you facing any threats, any intimidation? From ZANU-PF, from MDCT, from Maimjuru's party, from whichever party, we want to hear from you tonight. That's the topic of the night. We are going to have one guy who's been in the forefront of researching this, kind of violence, intimidation. We are going to have a ZANU-PF supporter, official, analyst, whatever. And we will also quote extensively from a Zimbabwe Peace Project report out today. It covers the month of June, where they are saying in very clear terms that incidents of intimidation are going up. Yilo utaba isingalo lamhlanje sihlobo zami sithandekayo. Utaba lokwethuselwa kwabantu ikakhulu ngabasekeli bebandla leZANU-PF kuyiwanje kukhetho. Ngokubika kwenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Peace Project lezinye inhlanganiso nje ezizimeleyo kanye labamabandla aphikisayo, bathi ukwethuselwa kwabasekeli bamabandla aphikisayo kuyaqhela kuqheliswa yiZANU-PF. Basebenzisa ikakhulu udlakela luka-2008. Abathi bengafika khona esigabeni bethusela abantu bethi liyakhumbula lwana umnyaka, liyakhumbula 2008 engaluza ubaba uMnangagwa enganqotshwa, sizalenza konkwana esalenza khona ngalowa mnyaka. Yikho okwenzakalayo okubikwa kusenzakala esigabeni esijiyeneyo zelizwe. Namhlanje sifuna ukuzwa kini. Lapho lingaba likhona eDotito, Murewa, Bindura, Plumtree, Cholocho, Gwanda, wherever you are. Sifuna ukuzwa kini ukuthi kuyini elikubonayo lihlangana labo yini abethusela abantu laba kumbe kulokuthula. Kungaba kulodlakela yini lapho lingaba likhona. Ndonyaya yatokurukura nezvayo nasi amadzangu nyaya yekuvundusirwa kwevanhu kwatiri kunzwa kuti kuri kuitwa zvikuru sei nenhengo dzeZANU-PF munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana dzenyika. Zimbabwe Peace Project rinova sangano rakazvimirira rega riri kutaura iro kuti mumwedzi uri kuwapfuura uyu waJune pakavhundutsirwa vanhu vakawandisa uyezve pakamboitawo mhirizhonga apa neapo chinova chinhu chinoshorwa nevanhu vakawanda vari kutaurazve kuti vari kuita izvi kunyanya-nyanya vanhu veZANU PF. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatokurukura nezvayo. Toda kunzwa kwamuri, kungava kubuhera, kungava kupi, toda kunzwa kuti zvii zvamuri kusangana nazvo. Pane rugare here kwamuri? Pane runyararo here? Kana kuti muri vamwe vevari kuchisidzirwa nevanhu veZANU PF aya, kana kuti ava, kana kuti vebato ripi zvaro, kana muchisisizirwa nebato raAmai Mujuru kana kuti raChamisa, titaurei. Toda kunzwa, ndiyo nyaya tokukurukura nezvayo. But first, we have some breaking news from the United States Department. They have released a travel alert for U.S. citizens traveling to Zimbabwe. So what's a travel alert? This is it's nothing new, really. When there is a country where there is some kind of instability, the U.S. Normally issues periodically. It normally issues alerts, advising its citizens whether to travel to that country or whether to be cautious or not to travel at all. I will read quickly from that travel alert from the U.S. State Department today, because it's very relative, it's very relevant to what we are talking about today. Exercise increased caution in Zimbabwe due to crime and civil unrest. That's the headline of that advisory from the U.S. State Department. They went on to say violent crime such as assault, carjacking, and home invasion is common. Smashing the windows of cars with the intent to steal, which can harm the driver or passenger, is also common. Local police lack the resources to respond effectively to serious crime incidents. Zimbabwe will hold general elections across the country on July 30, 2018. Due to heightened political tensions around the elections, acts of violence may occur at political rallies. If you decide to travel to Zimbabwe, number one, stay alert and avoid openly displaying cash. Number two, carry a copy of your passport and visa and leave originals in your hotel safe. Number three, stay away from political rallies, demonstrations, and crowds. Number four, monitor local media for breaking events and be prepared to adjust your plans. Number five, keep travel documents up to date and easily accessible. U.S. citizens who travel abroad should always have a contingency plan for emergency situations. And that there are actually four levels that these alerts can be placed. This one is on level two. So level one, it tells U.S. citizens to exercise normal precautions. Level two, exercise increased caution. That's where we are. Level three, reconsider travel. And level four, do not travel at all. So we are at travel at, you know, number two here, point number two, exercise increased caution. And joining me for the show tonight is Gadzira Chirumanzu, an analyst who leans or who supports ZANU PF. We also have Dr. Nkululeko Spanda, who is Nelson Chamisa's a spokesperson. Gentlemen, good evening and welcome. Let's dive in. First, Mr. Chirumanzu, what's your take on that advisory from the U.S. Department?
Well, that is the bullshit of the highest order. You know, there are so many bombs, you know, taking place in the United States of America. And the war case, anyway, at the end of the day, that is Zimbabwe, this is our own country, and we don't give a damn to what Trump's government is saying. Honestly, for one to say that, you know, in Zimbabwe there is all that crime and all that nonsense which the government of the United States did, honestly, we don't take that, you know, lightly. This is a serious business. And at the end of the day, this is our own country. We don't care about what the Americans say. And who, at the end of the day, would want even to visit America? We don't care. At the end of the day, you know what? This is, you know, evokes emotions of the liberation struggle. That is why we fought this liberation struggle, for us to be independent from all yokes of independence.
Uh-huh. Thank you there, Mr. Chirumanzu. But I'll give you a pass for now, but don't do it again. You say the bad word, and we don't encourage that on air.
No. Look, we have to say it. We have to say it. If you can allow me another chance again to respond to it, we have to say it. How can they say, for example, if in a case in Congo, you have good relatives here in Zimbabwe who are residing here 24/7, have you ever heard them tell you that, no, look, in Zimbabwe, cars are being broken into, you know, I mean, all that hogwash which the United States of America government is saying.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Mr. Chirumanzu. I was just talking about the bad word that you said. Say another word, but let's avoid, you know, bad words.
No, that's not it. You know, we need to respond with what the American government is saying. Right now, it is advertising to the whole world that people must not visit Zimbabwe. Why? Why must they not visit Zimbabwe? And who are they at the end of the day?
No, but they are saying you can visit, but exercise extreme caution. They didn't say
why
people should not visit.
Place? Why in the first place there are bombings taking place in the United States of America? There are people that are being shot. Kids in schools and so forth, if they ever warned the world that, no, look, at this juncture, don't visit the American space. What is so special with Zimbabwe that they have got to announce that people must not visit Zimbabwe?
Okay, I got it. Please.
Hold on. How many kids, school kids, that have been shot in America?
Many.
How many bombings are taking place in America? If they ever warned the whole world that, no, look, people, you must not visit America until and unless we deal with this issue.
Okay.
And you want us to take that lightly. Who are they? Are they the gods? No ways we can allow that nonsense to take place.
Okay, thank you there, Mr. Chirumanzu. Please do stay on the line. Dr. Spanda, what's your take on that alert from the U.S. State Department?
Well, I think that you've got to concentrate on the response that you're getting from the ZANU-PF aisle, where you are clearly getting verbal violence. And this is very endemic of ZANU-PF, the belief that every time you talk to them about anything that is going wrong in the country, they are going to scaremonger you using the so-called history of the liberation, and that they went to war and so forth, that sort of thing. I think that Zimbabweans should be wary about this very old rhetoric that is used to answer every question. The fact of the matter is that I think we know that people are being intimidated in the country. And we know that Zimbabweans have become resilient to this, but of course foreigners are not resilient to the intimidation, the kind that was being visited on people near General Chiwenga's rally. And I saw the brevity, the braveness of the people of Zimbabwe in Harare over the weekend, where they were defying the violence, telling people that, look, you can force us to come to your rallies, we will take the T-shirts, but we will never wear them. We will, in fact, vote with our conscience. We know that you don't see what is in our ballot. And I think that the American government is the right to warn its citizens about this kind of violence. We know that ZANU-PF is getting extremely nervous now, as it becomes clearer by the day that President Mnangagwa's unstable government is losing the upcoming election, and they're using every shenanigans. And when they are lost to everything, when they have lost through everything, they always go back to violence. They always go back to reminding us about the liberation struggle and so forth, as if they understand anything. They've had 38 years to make Zimbabwe a country worth being proud of, and all they have done is liberate the country that has no infrastructure, has no hospitals, has no roads, has no schools, a country that in which you are afraid to fall ill because just my guy, there is no water in this country because of this government. And I think that the warning doesn't go further enough. I think the Americans must warn anybody visiting that they're at risk of dying from cholera or any sort of thing like that, which President Nkrumah's government is going to put an end to and develop a country that we all can be proud of.
Please do see on the line out there, Dokotela Nkululeko Sibanda, siyabonga abasanda sixhuma usihlelo ngolwabo sakhulayo njalo umsakazo ngowe Studio 7. Namhlanje sikhuluma ngembiko yokwethuselwa kwabantu ebikwa idlondlobala lodlakela abenza lokhu ikakhulu kungabasekeli bebandla lezanu PF. Vachango pinda muchirongwa vatereri tunomuga muchirai ino inefenyuro yenyu nefenyuro ye Studio 7 nasi tukurukura nenyaya yekuchisi zira kwevanu uyezwe nemirishonga uko kunonzi kuri kuwanda munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana dzenyika kuchikonzerwa zvikuru sei nevatsigiri vezanu PF. And as I said earlier, I'll be quoting extensively from a report by the Zimbabwe Peace Project out today. Also, they have been, posting their reports, incidents of violence and intimidation on their Twitter handle. And here are some of the incidents that I was able to pluck out. June 29, that's when they posted this tweet. Sabuku, headman, Kansiwel Masanga was assaulted and house burnt by ZANU-PF official activists Day Mucherechese and Alexio Chitimbire in Urungwe North, for telling villagers to withhold their voter registration serial numbers from Ruben Maruma Woko. The duo have been arrested. On June 24, Buhera Central Ward 18, ZANU-PF Chairman Tarisai Nganga and Stanford Mugombe took over the distribution of rice from the Social Welfare Department officials and gave the rice only to their party supporters. June 28, a candidate with disability, Alfred Maliana of the MDC Alliance in Ward 9 Manyame, says his campaign team is living in fear after ZANU-PF candidate Masimbi mobilized youths and supplied them with catapults to shoot Maliana's campaign vehicle. In Kwazana West, a housing cooperative linked to ZANU-PF official Betty Kaseke is forcing prospective homeowners to bring their voter registration slips if they want to get residential stands. And June 27, MDCT, Dr. Tokozani Kupefection, aspiring Harare West candidate Elijah Zwimba, almost had his vehicle overturned by youths affiliated to Nelson Chamisa. Reports are that vehicle was parked opposite Harvest House and six youths started hitting the vehicle, threatening to overturn it. Ndi Dzokere Kwamuri, Vachirumanzu. Vamnangagwa vari kuparidza gospel re free elections pasina mirizhonga asi zvanzi vatsigiri venyu vari kuvhundusira vanhu vari kuita mirizhonga sei muchiita izvo
iye zviri waverenga wati wewe vanhu vachamisa
they wanted to overturn Motikariya Dr. Kofi Zanikofi Ndebe Zanukiyeviva.
That's the only incident. That's the only incident. I'll ask that to Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda.
How do you know? Or will not even say, could even have Ndebe Zanukiyeviva? Is there any evidence that can be contested or tested?
Kana vasiri veZANU-PF sei vachivhundusira vanhu vachiti mukarega kuvhotera ZANU-PF tinomura kasha tinomura zvatakayamuita muna 2008.
Correct, you are right. Ndiri kuti you got the report from someone anoti vanhu veZANU-PF vaiti. Is there any evidence here to say vanhu ava? For example, like in your case, you are Nkululeko Nkomo. Nkululeko Nkomo anenge akanyorwere pamhanza kuti uyu munhu ndeweZANU-PF anotaura izvozvo.
Ndonzi Nkululeko.
Vanhu vemedia, you've got to be very careful. Unowana maripoti kuti vanhu vanokupai maripoti avava vanotaura chokwadi here kana kuti ikunyesa or whatever it is.
Ndonzi Ntungamiri Nkomo Sibanda, ndiye Nkululeko Sibanda, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, mutauriri wavachamisi.
Okay, I'm sorry. Kuti Nkululeko Nkomo, kana uchiita basa rako as it is right now, ku Studio 7, wakanyorwa here kuti Nkululeko Nkomo ndewe Studio 7.
Muri kungohwanda apa vachiri mumhanzi, vanhu venyu vari kuvhundusira vanhu, vari kurova vanhu. The Zimbabwe Peace Project isangano riri credible, right? Novimba Naro, it's not their first time to release such a report. I'm talking about the majority of Zimbabwe too.
No, not the majority of Zimbabwe supports ZANU-PF. Simple and clear. His wife is winning.
You have no evidence of that. There is no evidence of that. Anyway, stay on the line, Vachiru Manzo. Sarudzo dzacho zvinoitwa, mungati sarudzo dzakachena here from what you have seen before? You know that's not true, Mr. Chirumanzu. We have seen violence. Dr. Spanda. And Tatumlaleli u desire. Gunjani Mnumzan. Hi, see Apila. Usungeni Leguslo Mafita.
No baba mina lapho ngathi ngonto aziko kahle uyabhedwa lo uyagula lo uthini manje yakhona lo yiyona into abayenzana abantu beZANU-PF bayahamba babulala abantu bayenze yonke into babefika lapho bajustify leyo nto ngama small incident ayenzeka ku-MDC always they do that even nama elections ma ebe disputed bayajika bakhombe ukuthi e-America kwayenzeke inkinga so ngesikhathi ama-elections that means they justify that and which is wrong. They've been killing the people of Zimbabwe since 1980, and they continue to do that. No children, you couldn't have voted Ama elections at Sanus 3 and say, Okunomu Sanus, they were in the moment. What I want to do is on a piece of wire, and the Bane slogan, Tabaka, the decision that is on the Europa, Europa, Kulumahale, and it was on Kulumaka, and I want to go to Zimbabwe. So when I want to say we are not as Sanus are up at the city service. Why am I putting the chance with the Kulu?
Yeah, let's see about that. Tinemwe mtereri zvekare parunare. Wakadi ako mtereri?
Kuno here.
Hello, I'm sorry.
Three
bostering. Mapinda, Muchirongwa, Itai Gaga. Saka muri kuti muri kugokwe nembudziya?
Eh.
Muri kuvhundutsirwa ikoko.
Vana vakasimba ikona mbijana.
Mhm.
Vanhu vachiramba kana vachiramba vari ikoko kuti hazvizvi kuitika. Vanhu vari paground zvichizvinhu vanorevi. Tikuda free and fair election. Hatikuda vanhu vari kutretera. Tikuda kuti anodyiwa ndiani. Ngavaregedze zvavari kujaira izvi. Kuita fanika vanhu vanenge vanhu. Vakadya ropa revanhu kuti katakuswa kuelection chete vari kufumadzira vanhu dzokuti dei vanhu vanga varwa kurwa kunobatsirei.
Mhm. Aiwa tinotenda mukoma Mudzori nekupinda muchirongwa asi kana mavhundutsirwa pane makodzi akasetwa apo akanangana nenyaya dzekuvhundutsirwa nemhirizhonga yesarudzo kana mavhundutsirwa endai kumaporesa movhura madhoketsi kumakodzi acho ikoko.
Zvamuri kutaura tikuziva mapurisa acho anotya kufutidzana semazivirei ukanoripotekwa uri wemdc vanokasira kutora action ukanoripota wemdc iripotera kwezanupf hapana chinoitika.
Aiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa vamudzori bisef. Dokotela Spanda uyavezwa vayakhuluma lo vavuchiri umhanzi uyamuzi uyakhuluma.
Yabona abantu abafana lobavuchiri umhanzi banodibona ukuthi kabakwazi ukuthi lizwe kalisilo selasuke esibangeni selese sokuthi abantu loko besethisiselwa ngokungabantwana nje. Uyabona umuntu othanda ukukhuluma engafuni ukuthi abanye bakhulume wahlulwa ngumqondo ebesecabanga ukuthi ukuklabalala nokwalisa abanye ukuthi bakhulume yikho ukucabanga. Ngibona ingane umuntu onjengomfo wethu uchiri umhanzi kufanele nje simkhangele ngamehlo bese sithi hhayi ngasiqhubekeleni phambili senza ngendaba zethu zokuvota sifake eceleni abantu abanjengaye okukugcina sikhiphe ilizwe lethu ebuzimeni obukhulu lobu obenziwe izanup f ekapresident Mgabe nopresident Mnangagwa. Kuyazakala phela ukuthi president Mnangagwa akananto ayaziyo yikho phela begijimela khona ukuthi batha abantu. Ngiyakhuthaza uzulu weZimbabwe ukuthi lingephuselwa abantu abantu bakithi phumani levota amavota aslipeni bangaze bawathathe ngabanamandla laba bantu kwalesi sikhathi sokwaphela lokhu akade becabanga ukuthi bayakwenza. Nxa befuna ukwenza ubudlwanguzwangu kuleli lizwe ngabayiqale le nto abafuna ukuyenza abantu bezanu. Ngiyazi ukuthi uchiri umanzi ulalele kufanele kuhambaye batshela abangani bakhe ukuthi kabangayiqali into le bafuna ukudlala ngayo. Badlala ngomlilo obhebhayo obhu abangeke baze bawuqede. Bese ngisithi mina bantu bezimbabwe likhangele phela izenzo zabantu abafana labochiri umanzi lopresident u-Emmerson Mnangagwa lezekho esikhuluma ngayo ukuthi balungiselela khonokho nje ukuthi bekusela abantu baqele ngokhetho. Ngapha babesinxa beklabalala emazweni ngale bezama ukudinga ukuzenza abantu abangasenyamazana bathi bona thina hayi bo upresident Mnangagwa mutsha new dispensation yani upresident uChamisa singamthatha simfake ku-cabinet. Ngabe wayekhona ku-cabinet ka-president Mugabe kusukela ngo-1980 ngabe ilizeleli umkhonomi wawo awuzanga uwe kasifuna umuntu othi yena wayekhona etafuleni for 38 years atshengisele ukuthi uyinept ngakwanisa ukuthi naye acontribute etafuleni upresident Mnangagwa wayesetafuleni 38 years. Wethu uthi yena no niyavuma ukuthi yehlule ukuthi ucontribute ukuthi umkhonomi uqhubekele siya phambili That kind of leadership is not leadership. President Mnangagwa admits that he is not a leader. He failed to lead from the table of the cabinet. And for that reason, the people of this country seem to understand very clear by the
Siyabonga Dokotela Spanda vachiri manzu ndinoziva kuti moda kupindura ipapo asi musati mapindura I have a tap to play so you all know Dewa Mavinga of the Human Rights Watch. He's been doing some operations in various parts of the country where he's been secretly recording ZANU-PF officials threatening villagers. And we have one such tape. This incident happened in Uzumba. Let's take a listen. It's very, it's not clearly audible, but you can hear what the guy is clearly saying. Let's take a listen. That meeting took place in Saparanyambuya district, Uzumba, Mhlaka 12 June. Varekoda ke Odewa Mavinga, labanye bakhe asebenza labo ke khonapo vaDewa Mavinga, ne vamwe vavo vavanoshanda navo ndivo vakarekoda audio iyi. Angazvitaura pa audio yacho ipapo pamusangano wacho wakaitwa musi wa 2 June kuSaparanyambuya district kuZumba vanonzi Tendai Ziwa. Vanova war veteran uyezve ndivo chairperson weSaparanyambuya district. Clearly vachiri manzu, you heard what that guy was saying there. Hanzi pane vanhu veMDC pano 44 ma supporters vakavhotera MDC chichi vabereki udzai vana venyu vasiyane nazvo. Is that not intimidation, vachiri manzu? Muri kuti chine izvozvo? Muri kuramba kuti bato renyu rikufundisira vanhu asi humbowo huri kubuda handizvo here
Nkomo, ndiri kuti inini, how do you know that is an authentic video in the first place? Or why do you want to peddle falsehoods? How do you know whether that was choreographed or it was rehearsed?
These issues
you are trying to push. You are pushing the agenda.
These are credible people.
I have said several times on this platform that USA government has got an agenda. This is the reason why it is advertising to the whole world that, look, this is what is taking place to this and that, so that at the end of the day, it is going to be seen as the big brother. And we are saying, as Zimbabweans, blacks that matter, we don't care what the USA government is going to say, including you who is being paid by the USA government, that this is our own country. We fought it. We fought for it, and we don't care what the USA government is saying. And this is nonsense, what you are simply saying, right? How do you know that that black person or who is over that audio, why is it not clear in the first place?
Because it was recorded secretly. I mean, common sense should tell you that, Mr. Chirumanzi.
You are saying, hold on, you are saying, 44 members voted for MDC. How does that guy know? Is that simple?
He's a ZANU-PF person. I won't know. Maybe you should know.
Hold on. Let me educate you. If you don't know how elections are conducted here in Zimbabwe, right? Is you know Mapato or say MDC, whoever is registered to vote, anenge anama agents ake anomira pa polling booth muno achiuya. Anopinda mbuti osarudza zvanoda. From there, that ballot box rinoongororwa kuti riri empty here. Vanhu vozovota and so forth. Vanhu vachikroswa kuti uyu avota and so forth. Saka zvinobva kupi munhu anenge ari ballot box ari oga kubvundidzirwa kunobva kupi? Wabvundidzirwa nhasi inini ndikabvundidzirwa nhasi inini kuti anzwika kusavhotera nhingi kanzi ri ballot box ndotadza kuvhotera zvandinoda. That is a blue lie, and you are simple peddling falsehoods. Because we know that this time, you, working for America government, you have got an agenda. Ungaita saying, do kwa unu uraka, ezi mkomo.
Yes, I have an agenda, Mr. Chirumanzu, and that agenda is to tell the truth. That agenda is to tell the truth and expose whichever party is engaging in violence and intimidation. I don't care whether it's ZANU-PF, MDC, or, you know, ZANU-Ndonga, or Mtwagazi. I don't care. I have an agenda. You are telling the truth. You are right. You are correct.
What is your agenda?
Everyone knows. I'm saying it to you. You seem to be the only one who doesn't know. My agenda is to tell the truth.
Because truth is based on American government.
Okay, let's take Dewa Mavinga from the Human Rights Watch. He's the guy behind that audio and several other exposés. Mr. Mavinga, good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Thank you so much, and good evening to the listeners of Studio 7.
Yes, sir. And meanwhile, Dr. Spanda, stay on the line, and Vachirumanzi also stay on the line. Vama Vinga. We just played that audio which we obtained from you and your associates, that audio from a meeting in Uzumba on June 2. And, you know, several other cases of intimidation. I know you've been on the ground. What are you seeing?
Well, there is serious, intimidation across the country, throughout the villages of Zimbabwe particularly. If you look at the systems in Zimbabwe, traditional leaders, ZANU-PF supporters, there has been previously, cases of violence. Let's look at 2008. So now it's a matter of just reminding people to say, remember what happened. And that alone sends shivers down the spines of thousands, because remember, there was no accountability. No one was arrested or sent to jail for those crimes. So people now are being reminded, and the leaders are being told, you should know where to vote for, because you know what has happened before. And these are serious cases of intimidation that we are recording, sometimes also including from soldiers who have been deployed in villages. So this is the reality on the ground.
Anzi na nava chirumanzu tepi yata player manyepo, how do we know kuti ndezve chokwadi and so forth? Would you like to respond to that?
Zvatinotaura ndezvekuti isu zvatinenge tataura vanhu vari muvanhu munenge muchiitika zvinhu ndo vanotitaurira vachitora zvinenge zvichiitika pachavo vachiti, saka tinotaura zita remunhu akataura kuti ndingana akataura mashoko akati pamusangano wakati musi wakati ari mumiririri wezanu PF panzvimbo iyoyo. Saka kana pane vanenge vachigunununa, endai panzvimbo iyoyo munobvunza muri muuzumba kana kupi kwatinenge tataura kuti havasi hazvina kuitika here, kwete kumhanyira kuti manyepo. Ukaona munhu anomhanyira kuti manyepo anovhunduka chati kwatara anenge aine katurike, vanhu ngavagamuchire kuti havangazivi zviri kuitika kwese kwese. Kana tichinge tazvipakura isu kuti ndozvatapiwa nevana veZimbabwe, kana muine kusagutsikana, endai panzvimbo motaura kuti iko zvino tiripo. Musangano iwoyo hauna kuitikwa, munhu iyeye wamataura wezanu pevha haaku, kana kuti ndopatinobva tanzvimbo kuti mava kutaura, kwete kungoti aiwa hazvina kuitika nekuti munoda kuramba muchitsigira musangano, asi tichiziva kuti ndozviri kuitika mumaruwa kure nevatipfenyuri venhau, kure nemadhorobha, vanhu vari kutyisidzirwa zviri pachena.
Thank you there, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. Ndimbotora mutereri state umlaleli utakawira. Makadiva takawira. Vatakawira.
Ndiri kukunzwai munofara here?
Aiwa, tinofara kana muchifarawo. Mapinda muchirongwa, itai gaga.
Ora, ndiri muHarare, ndirikuona ndiri kuHarare. Ndinoda kutaurawo ndichikrasha vachirumhanzu. Vachirumhanzu ngavakawanda nemunhu. Mishonga iriko tiri kuzviona kumareserva vazi mihurungwe. Vanhu vari kuintimidhetwa. Vanhu havasi kubvumirwa kutaura. Vakangoonekwa pavakaungana vanhu, vanowanikwa vachitizirwa. Saka vachirumhanzu ngavakataura zvavasingazivi. Ngavafambe kumaruzevha, vafambe kune nzvimbo dziri kutaurwa dzakaita sana seaudhio yatanzwa iyo, ngavaende ikoko vanozvinzwira kuti ndizvo here zvokuitika, ndazi ndio zviri kuitika. But chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti vanhu vari kuintimidhetwa kumaruzevha kuti vasavhotere munhu wavari kuda.
Aiwa, tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa vatakawira.
Totenda.
Pethi Zimbabwe Peace Project, cases of intimidation, or rather human rights violations, increased from 181 in the month of May to 204 in June. That's last month. Despite the existence of institutions like the National Elections Command, the multi-party liaisons committees and electoral courts as mechanisms to counter violations during the election period. Violations, however, are on the increase, says the Zimbabwe Peace Project. It also goes on to talk about the bomb explosion at a ZANU-PF rally in Bulawayo that reportedly almost killed President Emmerson Mnangagwa. The reporter says about that incident, the explosion, which ZANU-PF reported as targeting the life of President Mnangagwa, who was just leaving the venue when it went off, has sent shockwaves in Zimbabwe and abroad. A few weeks before the elections and casts doubts on the country's peace and security situation, which is an integral part to holding free and fair elections. Dr. Spanda, let me come back to you. Iyacho lapa ZPP ukuthi labasekeli benu kabakho msulo, bakhona abake batholakala beharasa behlukumeza abasekeli baka dokotela Thokozani Khuphe befuna lokuba bhewulela imota. Uthini ngalokho?
Iqiniso ngalokuthi nxa kube khona ubudlwangudlwangu kubandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngu-Advocate Nelson Chamisa,
si sandukuthi sithi thina sigijima siye emapholiseni nxa bebonakele ithe sinika amapholisa ulwazi lokuthi abantu labo abenze lokho ngobani. I-MDC kayifane nezani ukuthi ithuma nje lamasotsha labantu abasebenza uhulumende ukuthi bahlukumeze izulu. Nxa kube khona umuntu owasuka kuzani wazojoyina i-MDC wabe lokhu elokudlwangudlwangu elengqondo efana nayo naleyo, inhlala yenza ku-MDC ukuthi sithi ayibo lingazela kwenza khonokho. Kodwa ngifuna ukuthi ngiqinise kakhulu ukuthi singathi thina namhlanje sikhuluma ngobudlwangudlwangu kweZimbabwe, omunye umuntu olengqondo ezeneleyo athi yena ufuna ukukhuluma ngokuthi kulabafana be-MDC abathize abatholakala befuna ukubhewula imota, khonokho sokufanele sikhulume ngakho. Singakaze sangcwaba abantu ababulawa ngupresident Emmerson Mnangagwa, lo Chiwenga, lo Perence Tshiri, emaNdebeleni ngegugula hondi. Abantu bonabo lanamhlanje ihlobo kazivunyele ukuba ngcwaba. Uyazakala phela upresident Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi ungumbulali, gabula langakuphela khona pha emaNdebeleni, uhambile kubo-DRC wabaqeda abantu, wangena nakhona ngapha entshonalanga wabulala abantu kubo Harare, kubo Bindura, abantu baphelile bebulawa yizanu PF ekapresident Emmerson Mnangagwa. Into azigqaja ngayo yena ngokwakhe ukuthi hayi nguye wakwenzayo ukuthi upresident Mnangagwa uthi esethulwe ngupresident we-MDC uMorgan Tsvangirai, wasesithi hayi thina sesizafaka amasotsha siwenze ukuthi senze ukuthi uphumelele kulolo khetho. Abantu beZimbabwe ngabangakhohlwa njalo ilizwe leZimbabwe ngeke liphumelele siya phambili ilandelela khonokho ukuthi hayi ngemva kweminyaka engu-5 isikhathi sonke sizathola ukuthi abantu bahlukumeze bethiselwe. Umnyaka lo umnyaka wokugcina okuthi abantu bethiselwe ngupresident Mnangagwa. Sesikubonile vele layo sesehluleka sebethaa nabodwa. Kasangithi kuyakhanya kathesi ukuthi uyabe ele-presidential guard elamasotsha kwathi lama-CIA lamapholisa, kodwa bamphosela ibhomba wakhuluma yena ngokuthi ayinto le yenziwa ngabantu bezanu. Siyakubona ukuthi sekuyingozi enkulu kakhulu kuze leZimbabwe ukuthi sale lokhu sibuthwa yizanu, ngoba ngibone ngani kulinde kuthini ubudlwangudlwangu kuzanu kugcine kuchithekele ilizwe lonke kungabi lokuhlaliseka. Ngithi bantu beZimbabwe lingethuseleki, umkhokheli omutsha sithi behold the new othiwa ngupresident Nelson Chamisa nxa liyovotela mhlaka-30 July 2018 liphilina to we are bringing to the end. Sesifike ekugcineni kokudubeka, sesifike ekugcineni kokwethuselwa, sesifike ekugcineni kokuthi sihlala singabantu abathwalelane imibhobho, abatholelane induku, kathi sibangani. Kufanele iZimbabwe iqalise ukubuthwa kahle njengamanye amazwe wonke alo mhlaba jikelele, okuthi abakhokheli bakhethwa ekuthuleni njalo kungela muntu owothiselwayo ngendlela ezifana eZimbabwe. Ngemva kwakho lokhu kufanele sikhangele lezi lukandaba ukuthi abantu abanjengophezulu Emmerson Mnangagwa into ethiwa yiwakha kabayazi bazimbulala. Ukhona into awulele imigwaqo akula, izikolo akula, izibhedlela sezaphela, abantu bonabo kuthi abafaka emaplazini bayadubeka. UPresident Chamisa hayi mina ngine plan enkulu njengomuntu omutsha ofunda into zamakhompyutha, wafunda kahle ngokuthi umkhono walezithi kwenziwa njani. Ngizazilungisa zonke lezi zinto nxa ngikhangele mina lami ngumuntu ofundileyo, ngikhangele ama-plan kapresident Nelson Chamisa. Ngiwabona mina eqonde athi nta njalo atshengisa ukuthi akunsuku zatshwala kusukela ku-30 July siyaqalisanga ukubona into zintshintsha. Ngicalise ukubona-ke abantu beZimbabwe le mali sebengasayisweli.
Akuyibambi khona, akuyibambi khona po dokotela, ngizaphenduka kuwe. And bamavinga nitshauya okwamuri bachirumanzwa ino you're really burning to jump in there. Pindai pachidimbu.
They say this and that. At the end of the day, you see, we want vanhu vanokondubita kuti nyika ino ibudirire, not vanhu vanokondubita kuti nyika ino irambe ichidzikira pasi. Iye zvino look at Harare. Harare inomanejewa Harare City Council neMDC. What if they does? There is chaos in Harare. You know, go to Bulawayo. There is chaos in Bulawayo.
Nyika inomanejiwa. Nyika inomanejiwa neZanu PF. What have you done?
We must not allow him to say what he wants.
Vachirumanzu. Murutaura nezveHarare iri kutungamirwa neMDC. Nyika ndimi muri kuitungamira veZANU PF. What have you done?
No. We are talking of local authority. You don't mislead people. If you say nyika inotungamirwa neZANU PF, I am saying local authority Harare inotungamirwa nani. I tungamirwa neMDC. Local authority Bara inotungamirwa nani. I tungamirwa neMDC.
We are looking at the bigger picture.
We are looking at the bigger picture.
There is no way
you are looking at the bigger picture. I want you, Marwana, to interrogate my councils rather than looking at the bigger picture. Yes, you know, Mnangagwa has been on the helm for the past 7 months. So, what are you saying?
The past 7 months, where is the money? There is no money in the banks. What has he done?
What money? You are talking nonsense as well. What money are you talking of? We have got bond. We have got bond notes. What money are you talking of?
Mr. Chirumanzu,
you
talk like somebody from a different planet.
No. I'm not talking from a different planet, but it is you who is singing for his own supper because you work for the USA government. This is clear.
Rama V.
That you are working for USA government and you are given policies on how to run that Studio 7, especially targeting Zimbabwe. This is not a secret.
Fake news. That's not true. Rama V.
This is the reality. Why are other European government not broadcasting to other African countries? Why is so special with the USA government? Can't you see this is an agenda? Maybe because you don't understand the political situation. Maybe this is the reason why you are saying this is fake news. But at the end of the day, you are employed by the American government.
You don't. Vachiru Manzu, you seem to be the one lost here. You seem to be the one who doesn't know what's going on. You don't know there's a cash shortage in Zimbabwe. Vama Vinga, pinda ipapo. Vama Vinga?
Kushandisa Asha. Kavarge kuwanza asha kana kuvundutsira vatapi venavo. Zvino kana muchivundutsira munhu agere kuWashington DC, ko kuzoti vari mukati meZimbabwe vanodii. Ndo zvinoita kuti vanhu vavhunduke. Vanhu ngavasununguke kutaura zvavanofunga, kupokana pane zvimatongerwo enyika, nekutsigira bato chero ripi zvaro ravangade. Ngazvingofananidzwa nemachechi. Ko munhu angaroverwa here kuti ndewe Zioni, kana kuti ndewe Hwisiri, kana kuti ndewe Roma. Hazvifaniri kudaro, asi dambudziko ratinaro mukati meZimbabwe nderekuti tava kuenda kusarudzo. Iko zvino ndanga ndichifamba nhasi mumaruzevha umu kubva kuBate Bridge munana Ngundu, munana Chivi, munana Masvingo, uchingonzwa vanhu vachizevezera kuti zvichida painzi nyorai mazita evanhu vanofungidzirwa kuti ndeve MDC kuitira kuti kana vakavhota zvisizvo tinovatsvaka. Saka isu tiri kuti madzishe, masadunhu, masabhuku, masoja havafaniri kushandisiwa neZANU PF. Ngavangomira vachiziva kuti tiri vana veZimbabwe. Hazvinei watsigira vachamisa, hazvinei watsigira mai mujuru, hazvinei watsigira uyo mukomana kasiya mhuru, hazvinei watsigira papi. Vanhu ngavasununguke. Ndoro sununguko runodiwa muZimbabwe, kwete kuvhundutsira vanhu kana kuita hasha kana kuti kudii. Mapurisa ngaite basa sebasa, ngavasunge vanhu vari kuvhundutsira vanhu mumaruzevha umu kuti tipinde musarudzo dzakanaka. Inga vamunangagwa vakataura wani kuti vanoda sarudzo dzakanaka. Ngatichidzingodziita musi wa 30 July vanhu vapedzira referere pachena pasina kuvhundutsirana.
Aha, konye masoja vama vinga pamuri kufamba wapa, zvizva muri kunzwa, are they involved?
Nyaya masoja zviri pachena kuti masoja arimo mumaruwa, dzimwe nguva vanenge vachipindira mune zvematongerwo enyika, svondo rakapera tanga chinzonzi muchivhu, umwe vakanga vachimwa zvavo doro pakaitika nyaya yekwavulawayo iya. Zvikangonzi kwabhombewa vakabva vatanga kurova vatsigiri veMDC kuti ndimi mabhomba. Masoja arimo mumaruwa zvachose vakadirwa. chinangwa chava hachinzwisisiki asi vari kufamba vachitaura nerimwe divi kuti vanhu ngavavhotere vamunangagwa uyezve kuti operation restore order haisati yapera inopera nekuvhotera vamunangagwa musi wa30 July ndopari kutikisa vanhu ipapo.
We have 5 minutes remaining on the clock, and it's time to wrap things up. Dokotela Sibanda, ulomzuzu odwa lengxenye, akusivalele uhlelo.
Ye, ngithi mina abantu beZimbabwe bangethuselwa ngabantu abafana noChulumanzi laba bakabajwayele ukuthi laba abantu bazahlala bekhuluma ngodwa amalanga abo sesisemalangeni okucina nabantu beZimbabwe bazosirethisela. You see, the Zimbabweans have now learned a big lesson, which is that ZANU-PF is actually unable even to hold itself together. President Mnangagwa is unstable, incapable, not intelligent, can't give a speech, and that he cannot represent them anywhere, even if he's reading. For that reason, Zimbabweans who are intelligent are saying, look, let's get a young man called Advocate Nelson Chamisa, get him to push this country forward, and we need to catch up with the 21st century and prepare for the 22nd century. And young people, women in this country, are rooting for victory, and everybody, Kumamishauko, Emakaya, everywhere, are saying, look, it's time for change. Change that delivery.
Thank you there, Dr. Sibanda Vamavinga, tivhariwo chirongwa.
Kuti isusu patasvika sevana veZimbabwe vanhu ngavasununguke, vana Dr. Sibanda, vana vachamisa nevamwe ngavangosungunuka kuti vataure zvavanoda, vatsvetsve kana kuita dzvetsva revana veZimbabwe kuti vavhoterwe pasina kuvhundutsirana. Hurumende yeZANU-PF inotyeiko kana vaine zvirongwa zvakanaka, kana vachinge vaine madhiri avari kunzi vari kusaina kuchina, kukadero kana kurussia, kuvanogotyei kuvhundutsira vanhu? Ngavangorega zviitwe mune zvakanaka, murunyararo, pasina mhirizhonga. Mauto ngavabude mune zvimatongerwo enyika, masabhuku nemadzishe, tapota, basa renyu nderekutungamira nyika yose yoZimbabwe, zvisinei nekuti munhu anotsigira bato ripi rezvimatongerwo enyika, kwete kushandisiwa muchinzi vanhu ngavatsigire ZANU-PF. Vacharumbira, vakataurwa nedare redzimhosva Chief Charumbira kuti nyaya yamakataura haisi iyo, bvisai mashoko echi, mukumbire ruregerero. Nazvino vari kuramba, ndo chii ichocho? Ndo dispensation itsva yacho here?
Thank you there, Vamavinga Vachirumanzu. Let's have your last word. I know kuti mune hasha mukoma wangu, but please be nice. Let's have your last word.
This is mazvitenya, this is hasha, asi kutaura chokwadi zvinenge zvichitokunetsa kuti kuvana vomuZimbabwe vari kurashika papi. Chokwadi ndechokuti ZANU-PF ndobato rakaita kuti nyika inosununguke. Iye zvino huonai vana MDC zvangu vazvipandipandi, MDC Kupe, MDC Chamisa, MDC Biti, MDC Alliance, hakuna zviriko, muri kungovhirikidzwa musoro navanhu vasingazivi zvavanoita, vasingazivi chavakamirira. Zimbabwe iye zvino ino mutungamiriri wenyu akarwira hondo kuda kuti munhu mutema asununguke at the age of 16 years. Ndiani ndiye Emmerson Tambudzo Mnangagwa?
Tinotenda
iye nebato rake nyika yasununguka.
Tinotenda Vachirumanzu. Let's leave it there. Thank you, gentlemen. Dewamavinga of the Human Rights Watch. Gadzira Chirumanzu, a ZANU-PF supporter, very passionate indeed. And I also heard from Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, a spokesperson for Nelson Chamisa, the MDC Alliance presidential candidate. And in the World Cup news today, umdlalo odlalwe earlier, it was Sweden 1, Switzerland 0. Umdlalo oqhubekayo mtambo uri kutambwa pari zvino, Colombia ne England dzakaita mangange 0-0. It's a half time. We will see how it ends, but never bet against England, though Colombia is such a very powerful team too. Zimbabwe, let's leave it here. Let's make another date next Tuesday, same time, same platform. Okay, my producer was saying something in my ear and I got a little distracted. But that's it. Let's make another date next Tuesday. We are here for you always. I'm your host, Tungamilinkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.